Well, welcome to live local radio on 97.1 FM. This is your host, David Keys, and happy new year. And Tag is back on the co-pilot side over here. So, Tag, welcome. Nice seeing you again.
Yes, thank you.
Here we go.
Good to see you, too, live in person.
It's been a long time. It really has. I know we had a couple pre-taped shows. I think you were in Florida or something fun.
Those were the pre-tape ones also. Then the Christmas and the New Year's, yep.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with the idea of having Christmas and New Year's. So anyway, we snuck in here and did a couple early shows, and they went well. It's fun. You don't have quite the feedback that, like, right now, like any kind of discussion, because you can't say, hey, look at the weather outside. It's snowing, of course. A week later, it's not snowing or whatever else is going on, and I don't want to do that. So it went well, and I appreciate everybody following along for those two shows. So thanks. And I checked the calendar. That doesn't happen for a while again, so we're in good shape there, Tag, for sure. Hey, great to see winter, though. We do have it finally hit. And I was thinking about winter around here, and we definitely are a winter destination. And I don't know, are you a skier or boarder?
No,
you're not.
Not really.
That's what I thought. Yeah. A person a couple of years ago, when I was running the Daily Bee here, went to court, and they sued the realtor. And they sued the realtor over the fact that the realtor didn't disclose that we had snow and winter here.
No.
They bought a condo at Schweitzer. They didn't win.
Okay,
the judge kicked it out.
Yeah.
But doesn't that take some kind of courage to do that?
Take some balls to be like, hey, I'm going to North Idaho. You guys have winter there? What?
Every photo I saw, it was summer.
Right?
Yeah, they just really? Looked at the Schweitzer, really?
Came here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I don't think that's the case, but, it's funny, though. A couple of my hardy friends have already been up there skiing. It's pretty limited right now, for sure, and I'll go up a couple times, but I'll wait. I'm a fair weather skier anymore, like February.
I think that's perfect. If you get up there too early, injuries, mess your skis up, all sorts of stuff.
Absolutely. But I talked to a friend of mine today, and I didn't know this. So Schweitzer has this thing called the Ironman Pass. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
So if you ski every single day the resort's open, every day, you get a free pass the next year.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that, though. That's good. That's a good deal.
Oh, no. But think about it. Some of those days up there are weather.
You have to go every single day.
You do.
Yeah, that's brutal.
And I was told there's some certain ways around it where you have to go up there, but, go through the line once and maybe
through the line right, then take the lift back down, didn't do anything.
But that would still take some commitment. You can't miss one day. So I'd like to know more about that. I want to find out how many Ironmen are out there that can do that every day, because your life has to be kind of dialed in to be up there every single day in the winter. I'm not sure. But, if you think about it now, it's too late, right? So you got to plan now for next year, which is November of this year, November, December, to hit all those dates for the year after. So maybe that's a good news resolution for somebody. Not me, but I thought that was pretty interesting for sure. One thing, though, honestly, is stay safe. This road conditions are pretty bad. We're seeing a lot of wrecks. We're seeing a lot of people sliding off the roads. We're seeing a lot of people who aren't clearing their cars and trucks, and they'll be driving down the highway, and all of a sudden you have this avalanche coming off their vehicle, and that really causes some trouble. And people have been killed by that. So I think we all have to take that deep breath, maybe slow down a bit before we come up to a stop light or stop sign, and don't mash the brakes on like we've done for 11 months out of the year here. And just kind of be aware that there's repercussions there for your actions that way. And, safety is the number one thing for sure. So wouldn't you agree, Tag?
I would agree. The number one thing right there is just slow down. Go 10 miles an hour slower. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing different, except you might not crash your car. That's
exactly.
It. Yeah.
And I always told my kids this, and even my wife. I said, don't try to be a part of somebody else's bad day. If they're having a bad day of driving, steer clear.
Yeah,
if
that.
You see something going on, don't share somebody else's bad day, because nobody wins on that. And again, it's dangerous. And we all know people have been hurt in accidents. We just don't want that to happen. So having said that, on that up note, we've got a great show today. First up, we've got Katie Bigalke. She's from the Envision Center. And she's been on the show before, but I want to find out a little bit more about what she has planned for this unique organization with a brand new year. We're going to learn something new from her, And also, I'll bet you'll find something out, too, that you can share with a neighbor or a friend who might need some of the services that the Envision Center really, it's kind of like this umbrella company or organization here in our community. And Katie's done just a great job of doing that. So part of my New Year's resolution this year was to keep bubbling up the good stuff that happens here and making sure that people can find those connections. And then second, we have Natasha Splain Talbot and Denise White, and they're psychiatric mental health nurses at BGH. And they'll be discussing the behavioral health clinic and much more here, too. I don't know anything about that part of it, but I'm going to learn, and I guess we'll all learn that together a little bit, something we don't probably talk about as much as we probably should, because I know there's issues in our community, for sure. And last but not least, we've got Derek Hollison and maybe, Paul Gunter from the Festival at Sandpoint. And they're going to talk about the season pass sales going to kick off here soon. And, you know, it's hard to think about the festival right now with the snow on the ground and driving by the Memorial Field. It's going to be hard to see, you know, anything happening. But guess what? It happens, and it's been happening for a few years. Can you remember how long that's been? When do you think the festival started? I'm going to give you a hint. This year will be the 43rd year of the festival.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's kind of wild.
And I've collected every poster, by the way.
Oh,
going
that's
back to
sweet.
Year
I like
one.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that uniquely Sandpoint. I always call it like the county fair, where you see everybody you know, you run into them down there, and even if you don't like all the different types of music, I think it's still cool to listen to types of and groups that you don't know about or that you've heard about. Or my daughter says, "Hey, you should try this one out." Although that's always been good for me, and I really enjoyed that part of the festival. And again, it's something uniquely Sandpoint and Bonner County, and still one of the best things that we do here. So I think we'll take a quick break, Dag, and when we come back, we'll just, I'm looking out at our, is anybody out there yet? Hey, guess what? If not, in a few minutes, if Katie's not here, we'll be talking to ourselves right after this.
North Idaho, adventure is calling, and you do not want to miss this. The North Idaho RV Show is rolling into the Kootenai County Fairgrounds January 22nd through the 25th. Shop huge show-only deals on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Plus, feel the thrill with Post Falls Power Sports bringing the adrenaline. Sponsored by Bobby Combs RV Centers. January 22nd through the 25th, the North Idaho RV Show. Be there and get ready to roam.
Happy New Year from your friends at Pro-X Home Center. Have a new project you want to tackle? Let the experts help you. From paint to lumber to tools, there's nothing they can't handle. And did you know Pro-X delivers? That's right. Whether it's lumber, landscaping materials, home building supplies, doors, or windows, they'll get it to your door. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
World is celebrating 50 years in business, so we're offering great deals right now as part of our 50 Days of Savings sale.
For the first 50 new hot tubs sold, receive a cover lifter, steps, and a free gift, and save up to $5,000 off a new hot tub.
Also, for the first 50 days of the new year, get 50% off a cold plunge with the purchase of a Luleå or Reflection sauna.
If you're looking for a great way to start the new year and focus on health, stop by your nearest Pool World store and see what we have to offer.
As a wellness supplier, Pool World offers hot tubs from brands like Hot Spring and Caldera, saunas, swim spas, and cold plunges, all of which can be used for hydrotherapy, heat therapy, exercise, and relaxation.
Pool World, creating 50 years of backyard memories one splash at a time, with four locations: Valley, Central Spokane, North Spokane, and Coeur d'Alene.
The new Coeur d'Alene Gun Show, sponsored by Lewis Clark Trader, is coming to the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. The Coeur d'Alene Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Native American artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. Two big days, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the Coeur d'Alene Gun Show at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
North Idaho's Radio News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time, not a long time. So have a good time.
Hey, welcome back to Live Local Radio. I'm your host, David Keyes. I'm recording this on Thursday. It'll be replayed on Saturday, I hear, through the grapevine. And I've heard a lot of good comments from people who hear it on Saturday. And they also pick up the show. It's like a podcast type situation, streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com, and that usually drops this afternoon or sometime tomorrow or so. But anyway, we hear a lot of comments about that too. So thank you for tuning in on whatever device you do. And as promised, that'll be the Tag and David show here for a little bit. We're going to be talking about Gonzaga basketball.
There you go, your favorite.
And now, probably my favorite basketball.
Yeah, favorite basketball. For sure. Favorite right now.
And then I thought about going to the game tonight. This is again on Thursday. But it's 8:30, and it's also in it's 8:30. That's too late. And what happens is that ESPN has decided to fill in all these different time slots. So here we are with the West Coast, and we're WCC. So they want to have some late games here, and that's very late on the East Coast. I mean, this is like, again, you know, it starts 8:30 here. It's 11:30 there when it starts. That's not even and then midnight before you get to halftime, you're past midnight on a workday. So it kind of limits the East Coast viewing, but it helps here. And again, I changed my mind. I thought I was going to go to the game tonight on Thursday. Again, tip off 8:30. I did the math to get home about 11:30 or so. I must be getting old or so. So I said, no, especially with the roads and all that stuff. But Gonzaga's been a fun ride so far. What do you think, Tag?
I think I don't watch basketball match only because football's still on right now. And
is it really?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I can't stop watching football because it's the semifinals tonight, first game of the semifinals. So I gotta get that out of the way, and then I'm right into basketball.
Well, actually, the national championship was earlier this week when Montana State won.
FCS.
Did you watch that game?
Yes, I did. Very good game. Went to overtime.
Yeah.
You
ready for this?
Fun one.
Here's a fun one for you.
Let's hear it.
So my grandfather, Earl, was a Bobcat, Montana State.
Yep.
And he's a Golden Bobcat. He was named one of the top players ever in the history of Montana State University, which is pretty cool. So when you walk into the big Rick Breeden Fieldhouse where basketball is, there's a big picture of all these old guys, and he's in there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so then my mom, my dad, all my cousins, everybody went to MSU. I'm the only Grizz in that group. So it was Olivia and myself, my daughter and myself, the only Grizzlies in the whole group. So we get a hard time. But we have a cabin that we share with our cousins up at Glacier Park, right outside of Glacier Park. And so when the Grizzlies would beat the Bobcats, there's a flag that goes up, has the University of Montana out there and all that. And when Montana State, unfortunately, and they've won a couple times now, the last couple of years, I've noticed the flag stays up a lot longer.
They take pride in that.
They do, yeah. They don't care too much about it. They know I'm watching. So anyway, a little family rivalry there. It's kind of fun. But it was a great game. It was a fun game to watch.
Very fun game.
And, you know, it had all the miscues. It had all the stuff. You know, it wasn't the most polished game by any means. But overtime, they've never had overtime in that championship before.
Is that true? Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. I like it. Yeah, pure entertainment value. It was one of the funnest games just to watch. Like you said, the miscues, center snapping it by the quarterback in the most important time of the game.
Right.
Missed PATs. It's like, guys, we can't be having this. It's not high school. But from watching it, it's like, this is amazing. I love this.
No, like you said, from a viewer standpoint, can you imagine your coach, though, having a heart attack saying, because then the center and the quarterback never got on the same page with Montana State.
Yeah,
you
and I think it happened twice in the game.
A couple times, false starts.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. False starts and then the center snapping it when the quarterback's not even looking. And it was like,
Right. Oh, no. And they never did dial that in. They never went to a silent count and all that kind of stuff.
I think they do a clap count, so it's a little bit different than having a hard count or something like that.
Exactly.
They're in Nashville, so the stadium's different. Like, there's a lot more going on.
So there's 12,000 people clapping at the same time.
Yes, and a lot more Illinois fans, I guess.
I think so. Yeah. No, but it was fun. And Montana's such a funny state. Everybody knows everybody, right? So you either know a Bobcat or a Grizzly, or like I said, my family line in the Bobcat world there for sure. And so, you know, once Montana lost out, and MSU was a better team, they actually played for the first time in the playoffs. They were on the same side of the bracket.
Yes.
Well, they've never done that.
They were, yeah. I didn't know that's never happened yet. Look at that.
112 years has never happened.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah. So they played each other twice. So you had the Cat Grizz game twice in the same year. And if they had played 10 more times, the Bobcats would have won 9 of them. They were that much better.
The Bobcats were very good this year. They were just the better team.
Yeah.
And they won the national championship, given they were the best team in the nation.
So if you're going to lose to a team, your interstate rival, they may as well be the national champion.
That's what I think every single time.
But I got so much grief on Facebook. I said, okay, I'm a Bobcat for a day because I'm a Grizzly. And oh my gosh, all my diehard Grizzly people, friends, and they're still friends at least, thank goodness. But they said, really, really, are you going to really root for the Bobcats? I said, well, I'm not going to root against them. So,
okay, fair. Yeah, not root against them.
So, anyway, I think what I want to do, Tag, is should we take a quick break?
We can do that.
And then I think Katie's out here, out there. So we'll get Katie Bigalke back in here, and we'll be right back.
Of 113 Main Restaurant in downtown Sandpoint, I am happy to announce our fall and winter lunch and dinner menu is finally live. Come in for lunch and try our lobster mac and cheese, Tuscan chicken sandwich, poached pear, and apple manchego salad. For dinner, enjoy our 12-ounce chimichurri ribeye, beef tartare, or braised lamb shank. We've also rolled out our new seasonal wine lists and handcrafted cocktail menus. 113 Main, big city dining experience in America's best small town.
At Parker Subaru, adventure doesn't wait. With a large inventory of Crosstreks, Outbacks, Foresters, and Ascents, your Subaru is ready right now.
New or used, Subaru has delivered decades of legendary longevity, rock-solid reliability, and award-winning safety.
With the Subaru Wilderness Package, our compact SUVs deliver unstoppable performance to every trail for every season.
Outdoor season never ends in the Northwest, and Parker Subaru has the vehicles built to handle it all right here in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
My detail-oriented nature allows me to communicate complex ideas,
to break down data,
to have no fear in meeting new people.
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you are used to.
Structure, routine,
and clear expectation
help me do my best work.
My autism allows me to have a perspective that needs to be seen and heard.
It allows me to make the world safer and improve systems in ways others can't.
It allows me to bring people's inner worlds to life with my artwork.
My autism
will bring your team important insights.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
This week at the co-op, we have a couple of great deals to tell you about. We have LMF Senior Horse Feed on sale. Buy 4 bags and get the 5th bag free. This is a value of $32.99. Drop by the store or see our website and Facebook page for more details. George has continued the sale on log splitters through March, $125 off each log splitter while supplies last. Finally, we have our $1 off per bag of snowplow de-icer. This special ends January 15, so hurry in and get your snowplow de-icer today at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pend Oreille, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934.
KSBT KBFI. Hi, and welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM on a Thursday day that hasn't quite decided what it's going to do yet. It's a little bit of rain, a little bit of snow, but mellowed out. The roads are pretty treacherous, though, still, as we were talking about earlier. Be careful out there. And remember, this is a rebroadcasting on Saturday, and hopefully it'll be nicer weather there, but it's pretty dicey out there right now. I am lucky today to have two guests from Bonner General Health. I've got Natasha Splain Talbot and Denise White, and they are psychiatric mental health nurses at BGH, and they're going to tell us all about the behavioral health clinic and maybe a little bit about themselves as well. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, it truly is, because I know nothing about what you do. So let's do this. We're on radio, so they can't see your smiling faces. But so why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, and we'll talk to both of you, and then we'll come back and ask some questions.
Okay. I'll go first. I'm Natasha. I'm a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. I've been in Idaho since 2013 and at Bonner General Health working as a nurse practitioner since 2019. A little bit about our clinic. Denise and I are nurse practitioners there, so we provide psychiatric care and prescribe medications, do general mental health assessments. We also work with two clinical psychologists. I think we have four therapists altogether. And support staff. So we're a robust little clinic providing mental health care here in Sandpoint.
Well, good. Well, thanks for sharing that story. And who are you and what do you do?
I am Denise. I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner. I've been practicing now for about 6 years. I went to Gonzaga to get my degree and then worked at KBH, Kootenai Behavioral Health, mm-hmm. in the inpatient unit for 4 years and came up here 2 years ago to work at Bonner General in the outpatient clinic.
Got you. Is this a new service for our local hospital or no?
No, it's kind of had different iterations over the years and some different clinicians there, but I believe Bonner General has had some level of mental health care for at least a decade. We used to have a psychiatrist, Terry Johnson, in practice there. Yeah, Dr. Joe Wassif used to be there. Mm-hmm. But the community still has fairly limited mental health services, and you know, we're one of a couple of organizations in town.
So is this part of the behavioral health clinic? Is that the umbrella of what you do? Okay,
uh-huh.
I've got it. So tell us a bit then about how a person can find you, and how does a person even know that you exist, and how does that work?
So oftentimes people come to us through contact with their primary care provider, you know, going in for general medical care. And fortunately, a lot of our general practitioners in town will screen for mental health concerns. Sometimes your family doctor can manage treatment for depression or anxiety, and sometimes specialty care is recommended. And so people come to us via referral from their primary care providers, and then will come to our clinic where they can be evaluated by Denise and I for a number of mental health conditions. We arrive at a diagnosis, and then we tend to focus more on medication options for treatment. But sure. Other clinicians that we have in the group will provide more behavioral interventions, psychotherapeutic interventions.
So it sounds like your doc probably recommends a person to come see you at that point. Is that true?
And a doc or another family nurse practitioner.
Got you. Yeah. So if a person is feeling like they need intervention or help or whatever else, can they see you directly, or how does that work?
People can contact the clinic, and our receptionists will give guidance on how to be referred in. And so people are welcome to do that. We have a website. You can call the office directly. Oftentimes for insurance reasons, you do, in order to be able to access treatment, you do have to get a referral.
And that makes a lot of sense, Natasha. It really does. How busy are you? Is it a busy clinic?
Yes.
Is it? And I imagine you see all people, all different walks of life, all different ages probably. Do you deal with children too?
5, 4, 5 to 90.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every day is a different adventure, I imagine,
yes.
for you. So getting the financing for it, you talked about insurance. I imagine that's a pretty big component of all this.
Yeah. True. So insurance will cover most of our services. Some people who don't have insurance, you know, the hospital will work with you and have, you know, private pay options as well.
Right. So do you think if you're talking to just average Joe public, kind of like we are right now on the radio, Do you think you know people who are having mental issues? Is it that prevalent around us? Is it out there? I mean, and people
Absolutely.
Don't diagnose it, perhaps?
Okay. Or people don't share because there's a lot of stigma around mental health. So
sure.
They don't always want to talk about their depression, anxiety, or...
Sure.
I mean, we do bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, ADHD, OCD. There's so many.
I bet there are. and I imagine there's probably, my guess here, I don't know, but different times a year, perhaps, does stress take, I mean,
certainly.
Or is it always there anyway, and maybe it manifests itself different
times? Both, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think people have depression, but we'll see it more like in the wintertime or the holidays, or once it starts getting dark and... the time change.
Sure. So that is a thing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. And that seasonal, what is SAD?
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, that's a thing too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. My wife has these happy lights, you know, the little
yeah.
white lights. And,
mm-hmm.
and I Great. Think she probably gets some of that. I'm not quite sure. But she definitely makes sure she has the white yeah. lights on in different rooms
Perfect.
In the house.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing?
It can be helpful.
Yep. Good. Yeah. Good. So... people will find you, and you're at Bonner General Health. Is that where you're located? I don't even know.
We are in the Pine Grove building, so we are directly behind the main hospital.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you have your own receptionist, it sounds like, your own entryway in and all
yes.
that kind of stuff, too.
Yep.
So you got the doctors helping you out. You have maybe family members referring people to doctors to help them out.
Certainly. That's yeah. oftentimes, you know, family and friends can be really supportive by encouraging additional treatment, yes.
And how about school? How about kids in school? How does that work?
Yeah, so we do have children and adolescents identified via the school system. There are school counselors, and certainly they are aware of our clinic and can help get people pointed in the right direction
right.
to access.
Right.
And one couple of our therapists have connections with the schools and good... relationships.
Sure.
So they often call.
And I assume that that's something you've developed too. You make those contacts, right?
Mm-hmm.
People
yeah.
learn what you can offer for one thing. And then they trust you with that too, because there's probably nothing more intimate than that. I mean, if you think somebody's not quite there,
mm-hmm.
you're trusting you to help them find at least, I don't know, not resolution perhaps, but at least treatment for what's going on that
yeah.
way too.
And something that's really gratifying about this work is that we come at it from a holistic perspective. You know, we work with a person's whole team, their family doctor, any therapist. We like to work as a team to provide support for mental health.
Very cool. Very good. And that's so important for people too. So how do you measure success? Do you measure getting them... plum? Do you measure getting them happy? Do you measure getting them away from where they are at that point that you meet them maybe the first time? I mean, how do you measure success?
Yeah, getting them to take their medications and seeing improvement through that. A lot of people, it's a combination. It's not just medication.
Sure.
It's nutrition, sleep, therapy, exercise, trying to build a treatment plan around them to help them. And then I find success when they don't come quite as often, or they don't have to come once a week, or you
yeah.
know, when we start seeing progression in their mood or their disorder.
And I think we all know somebody who's probably gone through all that. I've had employees who have gone through that. And the scariest thing I ever saw was when they thought they were getting better, so they said, you know what I don't need to take anymore is my medication. I'm going to guess you've heard that one before.
Really
right?
common.
Yeah, is
yeah.
it? Yeah. And so how does somebody intervene with that? If you're a family member and all of a sudden... you know, this person all of a sudden say, hey, you know what, I think I'm finally, you know, feeling better. I'm going to stop. How do we call you to help out with the maybe a referral?
You know, if there's permission from our client, you know, to have family involved directly, you know, that's always welcome. And then if, you know, on a personal level, if you feel like your family member is struggling, you know, always, you know, letting them know and trying to be supportive, encouraging them to talk to their provider.
Sure.
And
sure.
we try to build relationships with the people so that they trust us and our, you know, in what we do and our opinion. And
I think that's a big thing. Just my mm-hmm. guess, right? I mean, again, you've got to be able to have that conversation with people and know that you're not dispassionate third party, but you're somebody who wants to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, you're not going to cast judgment. You're going to try to help them out.
Totally.
So,
and that happens a lot in the practice. We really build relationships with our clients.
Yeah.
So I feel like they trust us. And we do a lot of education as well about their disorders and about the medications and and be honest with them.
Well, thank goodness you guys do what you do. My goodness, that's a calling. It's not a job. I mean, that's got to be tough.
We do consults at the hospital, too, if there's patients that come in with psychiatric disorders or suicidal ideation.
Right.
We go over there and work with patients as well.
And you've already made those connections with law enforcement. You've made connections with the educators. You made those connections with the community, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So I think that's solid, on solid ground for, yeah, for referrals and all that, yeah, for you, for sure.
It's really important.
So if you look back a couple of years, is there more of a need for you now or less, or is it always going to be about the same?
I think there's always going to be a need. It's just that perhaps in society we're acknowledging now that mental health is something important to talk about and to maintain.
Very good. Well, we're lucky to have you here, and it's great that our local health facility has something like you to do that, because I know there's a need out there. You know, you hear these horror stories, and you want to catch people before they hurt, yes, themselves along the way, and other people too. So thank you for all you do. I think what we're going to do, though, Tag, I think we're going to take a break. And when we come back, looks like we've got other guests lined up here. I really enjoyed it today. I really did. So
thank you for having us.
Natasha and Denise, thank you for everything. We appreciate your time. And we'll be right back after the break.
Start 2026 strong with great primary care. Bonner General Family Practice is excited to welcome nurse practitioner Mercedes Dirks to our team and welcome new patients of all ages. From annual checkups and preventative care to managing chronic conditions and sickness, having a trusted primary care provider makes all the difference. Start the new year strong with personalized, compassionate care close to home. Visit BonnerGeneral.org to get started with Bonner General Family Practice. A healthier 2026 starts now.
World is celebrating 50 years in business, so we're offering great deals right now as part of our 50 Days of Savings sale.
For the first 50 new hot tubs sold, receive a cover lifter, steps, and a free gift, and save up to $5,000 off a new hot tub.
Also, for the first 50 days of the new year, get 50% off a cold plunge with the purchase of a Luleå or Reflection sauna.
If you're looking for a great way to start the new year and focus on health, stop by your nearest Pool World store and see what we have to offer.
As a wellness supplier, Pool World offers hot tubs from brands like Hot Spring and Caldera, saunas, swim spas, and cold plunges, all of which can be used for hydrotherapy, heat therapy, exercise, and relaxation.
Pool World, creating 50 years of backyard memories one splash at a time, with four locations: Valley, Central Spokane, North Spokane, and Coeur d'Alene.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They stock InstaChange and carry the reliable Deca line of batteries. Stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC-certified master mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Is sunshine on the open water calling your name? Wheels and Waves and Segal is already thinking summer. Special order your Aloha pontoon boat now. Design the perfect summer ride and be ready for the launch. Visit us at Wheels and Waves just off Highway 95 in Segal, Idaho, or online at wheelsandwaves.com.
Happy New Year from your friends at Pro-X Home Center. Have a new project you want to tackle? Let the experts help you. From paint to lumber to tools, there's nothing they can't handle. And did you know Pro-X delivers? That's right. Whether it's lumber, landscaping materials, home building supplies, doors, or windows, they'll get it to your door. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. And if you're on the streaming kind of world, there's also a podcast at NorthIdahoRadio.com. I am so lucky. I have one of the coolest things that Sandpoint does is the festival at Sandpoint. And here we are. it's hard to think about the festival right now with snow covering, you know, Memorial Field and all that kind of stuff.
Finally, snow. I might add. Yeah,
you might
finally.
Add. You might add. That voice would be Paul Gunter, by the way. I've known him probably since he was like, oh gosh, teen, maybe even earlier than teen.
Probably even before that, I would say, I know. Yeah.
Well, and I've known Dara off and on in unofficial ways, apparently, I was told. But Dara Collison, and welcome to both of you, first of all. And we're going to set this up so that we're talking about the festival on a more regular basis because, again, it's one of the more cool things that this community does. And I think the more people know about it, the more they want to be involved. And you've got some cool things going on now with some deadlines, especially with season passes going on. And they're for sale now, or when does that start? Dara?
They are for sale now. Our early bird season pass pricing ended on December 22nd. So the current price is the full price. It's $482.46. So that includes all taxes and fees this year. We do a new pricing model. And the sales for our 2026 season's pass ends on February 15th.
So the price is what it is now. There's no early bird stuff. This is it.
We're done.
So you're going to tell us the lineup right now, too, so we can decide if it's a...
Secrets.
What?
Sworn to secrecy.
Would if we could, my guy. Would if
I don't
could.
Think you have it already down yet. I'm guessing though. I bet you have one or two though.
It's still early in the booking season. Yeah. So we're working on that now.
So think about that. So for 43 years, this thing's been going on. 43 years, different people have been trying to line up acts and getting things together for that amount of time. My goodness, isn't that crazy?
It's very crazy. Yeah. It's a really short window. That's the problem.
Short window. The first part was easy when it was just the Spokane Symphony. It was two or three nights of music under
Sunday
the stars.
Sunday night, we know, and then,
down, down, down. Right. You know, we can tell you the last night. There's going to be a symphony show of some kind. Big surprise. Fireworks, the whole deal. And then moving into the 90s, you know, 10 and 15 years into the organization's history, started doing a few pop concerts here and there. And some of the infrastructure at Memorial Field was installed not for any sporting events, but for the festival.
Right.
The power we use, the scoreboard location and all of that was the first time the Beach Boys came. Mm-hmm. We had to do a whole install down there. Memorial Field's been the home since day one, since 1983.
It has.
Yeah.
There's been some different incarnations of different things, though. Remember up on the I wasn't part of the festival then, but the Schweitzer Institute mm-hmm. stuff. You, that was before your time, too.
That was before my time, but happening when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You probably went to some concerts up there.
I did.
There.
I did. I went to one at Schweitzer early 90s, I think I probably went.
And that would have been about right. So, mm-hmm. But they're more intimate there. It was more of a
it was still, it was, the landscape is still beautiful. The background scenery is still amazing. So it was nice to have it in a different place. I think consistency-wise, the town just loves it being so close to walking distance, biking distance, the lake. It's such a charming venue.
So spoiled. We really are. Again, it's like 4 blocks from my house. And if the wind's just right, if we're not going that night, it's almost pitch perfect. Right down the river. You know, all of a sudden,
right down the water.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Great. Yeah. And so, of course, that's when my neighbor decided to mow their lawn and stuff. So we have kind of talked to them about that. We want to enjoy a free concert, for heaven's sakes.
Do during the bad song.
That's exactly right. They have all the time in the world to do that, for sure. So now's your time where you really are laying the groundwork mm-hmm. for next year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume a lot of it's done because, you're going to block it out and backfill it in. I mean, that's kind of what you do, I'm assuming. Any changes this coming year from last year? You made a whole bunch of changes last year. And I think people adapted pretty well to that, didn't they, as far as not bringing in stuff and all that.
Overall, yeah, it went better than we expected. We've been making a lot of changes the last several years, some for efficiency, most for security, in the ever-changing live, you know, any type of live event has totally changed in the last 5 years, completely changed in the last 10 years. And we'll look different again in another 5 years from now.
The liability stuff, right, Paul?
The liability stuff is crazy. Yeah. Maintaining proper amounts of insurance to have 4,500 people on a field and serve them alcohol. So, you know, it's we operate a big bar with a concert in the corner. sometimes.
Stirring in the ingredients.
So there's a lot of moving pieces and it will ever be changing, but... this year, there really aren't any major layout changes to the venue. Everything's going to look the same when you come in. One big change. You want to talk about this? The new tickies.
The big change we're doing this year is a positive change. I think everyone's really going to like this. The people that it affects anyway. So previously, if you were 3 years old and under, you got into the festival for free. So the festival, our mission is to get music accessible to families. We're a family-friendly organization, and we just found that three-year-old age to be kind of prohibitive. So we bumped the age up to 5 years old. So now if you are coming to the festival and you've got a child that's 5 years old or younger, they get into the festival for free. No need to purchase a ticket for them. They can just come, enjoy the music, enjoy the family night.
They just hold mom and dad's hand and walk in, and they're good to
Definitely
go.
Definitely not a babysitting service. The child must be accompanied by a parent, but you know,
drop-offs allowed.
No drop-offs allowed.
The one loophole right there.
Right. Got to get that out right
or
first.
If you have the three-year-old, you've lucked out, now you get two more years. That's awesome.
Right. Right. The festival, you know, we really do focus on education and keeping music accessible for our youth in our community, and that's partly why we do internships every summer. We have 4, 5, 6 different high school to college age students come in. They work for us for the summer, get behind the scenes experience on all different parts of producing a concert or many concerts like we do. So we still have applications open for that through January the 15th. So those are closing soon. So if anybody would like to intern at the festival at Sandpoint, we welcome any and all applications.
What a great experience that is, too. And they find that online, I'm assuming?
It's at thefestivalatsandpoint.com.
Perfect, perfect. And you've had some people who were interns who've come back to work there.
Yes.
And you've had, of course, lifelong fans of the festival that way, too, which I think it's fun to watch.
We'll see. Two of our full-time staff, perhaps? Two, at least two, were interns prior to being hired on as full-time staff. So we really do try to, you know, hire and promote from within.
No, I think that's great. Yeah. That's good for everybody that way, too. We didn't have a chance to talk after last season. You had some changes there, of course, at the leadership. How did last year go? I mean, what was what kind of markers? How do you measure success? How did it go last year?
Overall, our summer series went really well. The whole industry last year for live music was down between 20% and 45%, depending on what part you're involved in. A lot of venues our size in the 4,000 to 10,000 seat range did not do well. Lost a lot of money. Everything in the world is twice the price, including concert tickets. So people are making a lot more necessary decisions, a lot less spending on entertainment, and the live music industry a lot of times is kind of an early indicator of what's going to happen. And last year, things were down across the board. We're also battling against a lot of things like Live Nation. They regularly have $25 ticket days. There's a new festival that's coming to Spokane, that actually, I hate saying it out loud, looks like it's going to be probably pretty cool at Spokane One. But it's partnered with Live Nation.
Is that the same time of year though? Or when is it?
That one's happening July 11th and they'll have 20, I forget what it said, 20 bands, 70 bands, something crazy.
So people are making choices
then. Multiple
stages,
all one day, and it's a $75 ticket for 20 bands. So,
right.
You know.
So people living in that market are making a choice, right, based on their budget. Because we do see a pretty good traffic, I'm assuming, still from Spokane and that area.
That's one of our bigger markets.
Yeah. Excuse me. And that was one of the things that dates me a little bit when I was on the board. We were competing mostly back then with like casinos and just different venues that way, because then all of a sudden, well, if they're at Northern Quest or whatever else, well, they can't be here for whatever a month or, you know, tell me if you've heard the song before.
Right.
Right. Is that still an issue too?
Your radius clause. Yep. And absolutely. As in more and more is happening in Spokane.
Yeah.
Just one day festivals like that. There's two casinos now with very active venues in Airway Heights. And it's a big market for live music over there. Sure. And we have a very limited range. Being outdoors is part of that. And being temporary at Memorial Field and having limited dates.
You can't reschedule. If something happens.
People always ask, like, we're not routed right then. What does your June look like? Mm-hmm. And we have nothing that we can offer because we're looking for one Thursday at the beginning of August.
So part of your challenge, I think, then it seems like to me anyway, is really reminding the locals that this is our festival, right? And saying, well, no, we're not going to have X, Y, or Z, but we have A, B, and C, and these guys are great. Listen to them. Come on out. And I always think it's partially it's social too. It's people you haven't seen all year. You know, you run into, hey, you know, that type of thing. And then the bonus is that it's a great concert on top of it because it's experiential, isn't it? I mean, that's what I think is super about that. We're not used to having live concerts for many of us. We're watching on TV or, you know, all that. And the festival is still unique that way. And I hope that's I hope that keeps going that way.
A story, my mom volunteers at the gate, and one of the stories that she told me, I think last summer, is she knows a girl who came to the festival and threw down her blanket, and this guy behind her threw down a blanket, and, hey, do you want to come dance with me? Hey, sure, let's go dance. I've never met you before in my life. Now they're married. The festival's bringing people together in all the ways. And now I don't know that they've been back to the festival, but I know that they met for dancing at the festival and just, you know, the right people, and you have common interests, and so the festival really does try to bring people together.
Festivalmatch.com. Mm-hmm. Who knew? Yeah. That might be something.
Yeah. That's a different tab, I think. I want to get involved and then Festival Match.
Search up.
Right. Upload your dance photos.
Good. And so what else is going on this coming year? I know that, like you said, the nuts and the bolts that most people see is going to be about the same as last year, other than the age change for the kids, which is awesome.
I would say one of the things we're working on right now that does affect sort of peripherally our summer series is our poster contest. So every year we do an art poster contest. Last year, Perky Smith Hagedon won. I think that, you know, her shirt was seen far and wide. So the winner of our festival art contest gets their art piece put on all of our marketing materials. We make a shirt. We do a poster unveiling. So it's a really great way for the local artists to get exposure for their work, to be celebrated. They will get two sponsor ticket passes for the whole series. We also do a lineup contest for a poster for students that are continuing their education in graphic design. Okay. So they'll get a scholarship. So we kind of do two poster contests.
You know, I saw a couple posters floating around, I think last couple, 2 years maybe or so. And I understood, of course, the main one. Mm-hmm. And I love that idea. And there's nothing better than seeing it there framed when you're walking out. And you know, I always make up somebody else's name. I put them down for $1,000.
Right, drive that bidding
up.
No,
I don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a good cause that way, too. And it's what a way to give back. Remind me, though, it used to be the former artists would help choose the newest artist. Is that still going on?
That has changed. Okay. Now it's more of just a regular standard competition setup. You can submit a piece of artwork or a concept. It doesn't need to be a complete piece by February 2nd. Is that us for poster contest? Mm-hmm. And then it goes to a judging panel.
Gotcha.
Some staff, board members, local artists, and we do have previous poster artists that are on that panel.
A wider variety of judges on it. So.
Yeah.
And they've always been good. I mean, that's what I like about it. You get a kind of insight of what they think the festival is, and everybody has their own story.
Seen some some submissions that are so opposite from each other. Yeah. And great in all different ways, from students to lifelong artists, and some of everything in between.
Yeah, we had some great youth submissions last year for our poster contest, which inspired us this year to sort of do a division for youth. And we are doing, if you're 14 and under, you're in the youth division, and you can submit your art and get a $100 gift card to the festival, or you know maybe we can throw in a cone and coffee gift card. So we're hoping we get some more younger students into to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if somebody's wondering, it used to be back in the day, again, dating myself again, it was Lost in the 50s. It was obviously the lineup was released then. But what happened was they all had their own, all the acts had their own websites, right? So, well, hey, look who's coming. You know, so
the sleuths would figure it out before. Yeah. We used to even do it in, used to have the wine auction. Mm-hmm. You were around probably when that was happening at the fairgrounds, and that was the big release. And then Lost in the 50s for a while. But now as we book and get permission from the bands and from their marketing teams, we just roll out concerts as we book and as we release. So it's not just one date where you wait for everything and then decide what to go to.
So you'll announce a few before when will you hear the first one? When's the first announcement coming?
Within the next 180 days, I would say.
Dara's laughing at this.
Yeah, moment. I'm not sure exactly when it'll be, but January we see a lot of stuff starting to happen. Gotcha. People are confirming tours, confirming festivals and things. So
very good.
Yeah, shouldn't be too much longer.
And how do people check on that? Is it online mostly, and then you release it to the radio stations and all that?
Online on our socials. print, radio.
Well, good.
All the things.
Well, I am so glad that you guys made some time. I know you're busy, and I just think it's great outreach. It truly is to let people know where we are, especially in the downtime. At least as far as the public is concerned, now's the downtime. You guys are working hard behind the scenes to make it another great festival season. And you know what? Great hands. I'm sure glad to see everything going so well for all of us. And it is a community festival. People sometimes say, "Well, I wish they would get the number one act and da 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 da." That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. We had Dierks Bentley one time. We signed him right before he became famous. And then we had a low ball price, and guess what? He still came here. So that doesn't happen all the time.
Sign them early, right before they win a Grammy. And
exactly right. So probably work that out, Dara, if you guys could. That'd be great.
We'll work on that.
We'll talk to Madison and see what we can do.
There you go. Well, Dara, Paul, thanks for stopping by today. And if you have any questions for these folks, the festival is your festival, and I'm sure they'll answer any kind of questions you'd have for that. If you're an artist and you want to have your artwork on the poster, think about it. This is the time to get your work together, get it submitted, and hang on for the good news that way. So,
that's right.
All right.
I want to thank all of you today for tuning in. Again, this is broadcasting live right now, knock on wood. And then it'll rebroadcast on Saturday, and it streams live on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I want to thank you, and we will talk to you next week.